It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. She, unlike Mike Causey, is showing up for her appearance this morning. We appreciate that on President's Day. And we say good morning to the Waterbury Republicans, Ruth Epstein.
Oh, my. No rest for us journal people.
No, not
no. yet. No, and I hate to say it, nor is there meant to be.
No, that's true.
It's like, guys.
You got it, Jill. Yeah. You got it. Yes. Oh, and another snowy Monday morning.
And Indian Mountain School's on a two-hour delay. It was so funny I heard that night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they're the only school open anyway.
Right, right. Everybody else is cozy and warm, staying home. But not us, guys.
No.
We're out there to get the news out.
That's exactly right.
We had a school week this week. A lot of activities going on at school. There were regional concerts and read-aloud days. And shout-out to our scholar athletes at Housatonic, Anna Kuhn and Jack McAuliffe. So we spent some time there. And it's going to be another busy week. We just doesn't stop. We have that ZBA hearing in Canaan on Metcalf.
Yep.
Is on Wednesday night, and that follows a town meeting. They're going to be asked to townspeople are going to be asked to approve a $200,000 expenditure for a new oil tank at North Canaan, 60% of which will be reimbursed from the town, from the state. So we have that in North Canaan, and we also have the chili dinner. Sharon Women's Club on Saturday night, 5:30 to 7:30, which is always delicious.
And that is that's coming up on Saturday night, right?
Saturday night, yes. But Saturday night.
On February 21st, there's a special town meeting in Sharon to approve the financial report and also the lease for 67 Main Street.
Wow. Which you folks have a little interest in?
Just a little.
Just a little, yes.
Even though I'm not a resident of Sharon, I've been asked to attend, so if anybody has any questions.
So I
will be
good.
There.
Yep.
Sharon, the Sharon Housing Authority has a meeting coming up tomorrow, along with the Sharon Board of Selectmen have their budget workshop starting tomorrow at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we have a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
And lots of budgets starting, and we get into that season, and you know how that is. Yes. So we had a robbery in Kent on last Sunday night to Monday morning. Our little jewelry store was broken into, and I was down there talking to the owner when it happened, and they broke through just a couple of windows on the side and took thousands of dollars worth of merchandise, which is unfortunate. Always sad to see something like that happen in one of our small towns. And the talk about plastic bags continues. I'm sure that has not been put to rest. People looking for a ban of plastic bags, and the selectmen in Salisbury will be looking into that issue. However, Curtis Rand, the first selectman, was a little concerned about the merchants in town and how that might affect them. So I think we're going to hear that about that.
It's working well in Great Barrington.
Yeah, is it?
And the merchants aren't complaining, and it seems to be working there because they banned plastic bags.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I know you have to bring your own when you go up there, but I didn't know the workings of it. So good.
Well, they're also banning small plastic water bottles.
Interesting.
Yeah, the small ones, not the big ones, the small ones.
The single serve.
Yeah. Well, Massachusetts has been in the forefront with environmental stuff, especially Southern Berkshire.
Hey, also want to mention the Interlaken Inn is doing Sunday brunches, and they're benefiting.
Yeah.
They benefited the Housatonic Child Care Center yesterday, and coming up this Sunday, the brunch will benefit the Jane Lloyd Fund.
Oh, neat. The first one was, or last week was Wes, and thought that Women's Support Services. So.
Well, that was 2 weeks ago, and then they had they had the Housatonic Child Care Center yesterday.
Yesterday. Oh, good.
And it started off with the fire department and the ambulance squad in Salisbury. That was a while ago. But it's
very nice.
You know, it's a nice way long time ago, I used to do once a month, I used to do a Friday night, oldies night.
Mm-hmm.
And at the door, people donated, and we picked local charities to do it with. And it was a great way for the Interlaken to give back to charities and the radio station to give back to charities. And this is another way to do it where it's a regular event that Interlaken
has.
Where
people get something.
And the Interlaken can actually give back, and they can answer requests because they get so many of them.
That's great. That's terrific. Yes, I just knew about the two. I'm glad to hear it's ongoing. That's a wonderful thing. That's great.
Yeah, it really is pretty cool the way they do it.
And speaking of Meals on Helping Charities, last night was Februfest.
Oh,
At the Great Falls Brewery.
Yeah.
And when we got there, the place was hopping. Some folks were just there for the beer. Didn't realize it was a dinner, but Teresa Freund cooked it was the postponed Oktoberfest.
Yes. So it became a Februfest.
It became a Februfest and a German fair and all the fixings. And, again, the money raised went towards, it was hosted by the North Canaan Events Committee. And so the money that is raised will go to a variety of local nonprofits.
Well, the Boy Scouts,
Child Care Center, and things like that. But what a great thing to have in Canaan now. The place really, as I say, was bouncing and filled, and it's really brought some life back to center of Canaan, which was great. So I would assume there'll be others going on there event in the future.
So how much beer did you have there?
Oh, 6 flights. I just learned what a flight was. But it's great.
Well, the flights, isn't that where they put out little samplers? Yeah.
Yeah. Little things all in 4 little glasses of samplers. Yep. So it was great. So onward and upward, and let's hope the weather cooperates and we can get out there and do our work this week.
Well, it'll cooperate, except for Wednesday will look like today.
Oh, really?
And then on Saturday there's a possibility of some pretty heavy rain. And the funny thing on Wednesday, what Pat Pagano is talking about, is that the rain that turns to sleet, and the snow that turns to sleet and then to rain, from the start of the storm where the temperatures will be in the 20s, by the time the storm's over, the temperature should be in the close to 50.
Weird.
That's the winter we're in.
That is weird.
Just listen to the Daily Planet today is all I'm going to say.
He's like,
absolutely. It's ridiculous.
We should learn from that. Okay.
It's just warning.
Yeah. One last thing, a tribute to two great teachers who are retiring.
Yeah.
I think we can't have to mention Karen Davenport and Mark Burdick, both retiring from the VOAG department. And if you read Facebook, boy, the comments and the praises and accolades for them are very telling, and it's quite the department. And
it's also very telling that they're both leaving at the same time. I was there, and Bob Gambino was there. Burkroff, George Wheeler were there, and this is just as amazing to see these two leaving as it was to see those people leave.
Yeah.
It really is, because it's such a stable, great program.
It is. If you go on, as I said, Facebook or social media, the comments from adults who said, it saved me, kept me in school, they were wonderful, they were more than just teachers. That program is just unbelievable. It's really a highlight of that school. And kudos to those two.
Absolutely. Yeah. They deserve a good retirement, even though knowing those two, especially Karen, they're not going to be.
No.
not so easy.
No, and they both did say they'd help in the transition. I have a feeling we're going to see them down there long after they have retired. Good. Well, onward and upward.
All right, Ruth, have a great week, and we'll speak to you next Monday.
Next Monday. Very good, guys.
All
take
right.
care.
Take
Thanks.
Care.
Bye.
Ruth Epstein on Robin Hood Radio, and that is, of course, the Republican American Report, rap-am.com on the web.